This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Oh, you see, the NBA didn't screw around with Jante Porter, huh? They banned his ass right from the league, dude. How about that? And let me tell you something. That's the right thing to do. What were you going to say?
That's the only thing they could do, right? Because he actually bet on his team.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Raptors, Jante Porter, has been banned from the league after investigation revealed he disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA announced announcing Porter's ban, that its investigation remains open, and that it's sharing information with federal authorities. ESPN reached out to U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI for comment. There is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of the NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everybody associated with our sport, which is why Jante Porter's blatant violations of our game's rules are being met with the most severe punishment, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said while announcing the ban. It's the only thing and the right thing to do. I mean, this guy is a king-sized dumbass anyway. I mean, talk about having zero awareness, dude. There are people... Okay. There are people like Tua Tagovailoa. They suffer a dislocated hip, and they love the game so much that they'll do anything to rehab and get back to playing and doing what they love. They will bulk up. They will do whatever it is to become the better player that they can. It's Dwayne Wade working on his shot. It's Ronnie Cicely working on his post game. It's Jimmy Butler turning himself from a defensive player that he was drafted into an all-star. You know, every player constructs themselves and reconstructs themselves and rebuilds themselves in trying to get better as a player. Duncan Robinson, my God. He already had his contract guaranteed, dude. He didn't have to get better. He was going to make his $90 million one way or another. But he chose to get better. And here we have some asshole that has an opportunity to play in the NBA. The Lord blessed him with enough talent to get to the NBA, and he's doing everything to ruin the opportunity that the Lord gave you. You know? They all give us something. We got some skill. We got to figure out what it is in life, right? Could be radio. Doing talk show, could be a dealer. Talk about blackjack dealer, okay? You know, whatever it is. You could be an accountant, a lawyer, a shoe salesman, whatever. Every job in the world is a great job. And we all want to, maybe you're a terrific barista, bro. And that, you know, brings you happiness because you bring a lot of happiness to people every morning when they come to your cafe. Whatever it is, dude, whatever your passion is, it's all respectable. And here's this asshole who just doesn't get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that they doesn't appreciate what he has. So I'm glad that they suspended him permanently. That's it. You definitely don't need to keep that guy around.